This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A bill to revoke protections for women and their unborn children is getting a hearing in the U.S. Senate Tuesday. While the bill is called the Women's Health Protection Act, backers hope to topple every pro-life protection in the nation. As the bill faces a dead end in the U.S. House, it may be an attempt to coax pro-abortion votes out of the woodwork in this November's elections. Top pro-abortion Democrats are taking heat for what the Washington Post calls misstatements, exaggeration, and overblown comments after the Supreme Court Hobby Lobby decision. The Post says they have gotten way ahead of the facts and that lawmakers have a responsibility to not succumb to overheated and inaccurate rhetoric. This is Life News Radio. From Holy Scriptures, hear these words. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their own wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will come and heal their land. When it comes to elections or any other civic duty, be sure to fulfill that duty and to make good and thoughtful effort in doing so. But be doubly sure to pray, to examine your own life so that when you vote, you are not merely creating a different culture, but that you are creating a culture of life. A mother and daughter were making a 6-hour trip to a Los Angeles abortion clinic and were stunned to see people walking in the desert with the words pro-life on their t-shirts. They pulled over to talk with Crossroads pro-life youth who are on a journey across America this summer to awaken people to a culture of life. A half hour later, their abortion plans were canceled. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.